This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here once again with my little brother, Jeffrey. I am joined, however, by the lovely and vivacious Jamie Verwise.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jamie.
It is a wonderful place. We got tons of great things going on every single day, every week.
Absolutely. We invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. So, Jamie, how was your Thanksgiving?
I mean, it was great. I saw the family. The whole family was there. Ate way too much food. Still got leftovers. It was, my favorite time of the year.
So does anybody, okay, nobody listens to the show except for my mom and dad.
Okay.
So you can be honest. Did you really get along with all your family?
I mean, if we're being honest here, sure. It was great.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at some Facebook posts, and there's like all these, all my family, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Hate showing up, and I have to drink the whole time to be here. It's like, you know what? Grow up. Just have a good time.
I know.
Eat some turkey. Stuff yourself.
Stuff yourself with some turkey.
You're comatose, and life is good. So, but there is tons of stuff going on. We didn't talk about this last week, last week, but Black Friday was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody died across this great nation, which
not that I've heard of yet.
It's always a good thing. And yesterday was the free choo-choo train rides along the streetcar line. But there's always something going on around 4th Avenue. So this whole week is just packed full of things that people enjoy 4th Avenue. Before you get going, Jamie, tell people, Jamie is actually my intern at the 4th Avenue Merchants Association.
I am the intern.
So she is my paid intern. She does what I tell her to do.
Yep.
When I tell her to do it sometimes. And so, Jamie, please tell us what's going on 4th Avenue.
Well, as always, we have great sales every single day. Great drink specials. We got karaoke nights all week. This weekend, we have a lot of cool stuff going on. Saturday, if you like chickens, the co-op is going to be having their chicken coop tour where you can take a look at different types of chickens, learn about how to take care of them, what to feed them. It's a self-guided tour, so you just get to walk around and look at chicken coops.
Okay, this is a question I have. So I would assume that these chickens are producing eggs for the co-op.
I would think so.
But chickens only lay eggs for so long. Then what happens to these dear ladies? Do they become the free-range organic chickens that you find in the poultry section?
We should look into that.
Yeah, we should find out about that.
Yeah. I'll look into that. I'll see what happens to our non-eggling chickens when they retire. We also got a rock lottery happening at Flycatcher on Saturday.
A lottery for rocks?
Yeah, exactly, to the highest bidder. What they're going to do is they're going to bring in a bunch of musicians, Tucson musicians. They're going to be chosen by lottery or drawing and paired into bands. So then they're going to have 12 hours to make a band name, write 4 songs, and then they're going to perform them. I believe it's $15, and the proceeds are actually going to go to KXCI.
Oh, our local independent radio station.
Yeah.
So did you ever read the short story, The Lottery?
I did a long time ago.
So like that story, does somebody get killed at the end?
You know, they want to keep that part in suspense. So you're not going to find out till you actually go there.
Perfect. What else is going on 4th?
Let's see. I mean, Fridays, we have the Hot Air Dance Party over at Sky Bar. That's always a great time.
We have open mic at Delectables.
Yep.
There's all sorts of sales. I mean, holiday sales going on all along the avenue. It's great.
Oh, totally. Almost everybody's doing a sale. I know that Tucson Thrift was doing 15% off on their ugly Christmas sweaters. So if you need an ugly Christmas sweater, I hear they got a great selection.
And there are many ugly Christmas sweater parties going on. So
yeah,
you have your, there is a supplier in town.
Oh, totally.
If it wasn't your grandmother, go to Tucson Thrift.
Exactly.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think. I mean, just dancing, concerts.
Is there a little thing coming up called Street Fair?
Yes, there is a little thing coming up called Street Fair. Just in case you guys haven't heard of it, it's a huge fair. One of the largest of its kind. We're going to have tons of vendors, great food, unique gifts for your friends. You can do some great people watching. Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and buy posters, T-shirts.
The
awesome,
whole kit and kabang.
Awesome image this year for the poster image for the Winter 2015 Street Fair. So, folks, as usual, this segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by TucsonHappenings.com. If you go to TucsonHappenings.com, they will list tons of stuff going on in the old Pueblo. There are a couple pet things that we like talking about here. So the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, the holiday concert's coming up, and that's December 13th. Two shows at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at UA Crowder Hall. Tickets are available now, and that is a holiday tradition for tons of people. The street fair coming up, obviously. I think this is the 91st street fair in the old Pueblo, started by a couple hippies and some card tables on 4th Avenue about 46 years ago. But it's grown to over 400 artists, food vendors, buskers of all sorts. It's a great place to come and play. The Pima County Public Library, I have to remember to say that correctly, the Pima County Public Library now has a thing called the One Act Culture Pass for folks who may not get out a whole lot.
Okay.
Enjoy some of the culture and fun stuff going on in Tucson, in the old Pueblo. You can go to, I think, pretty much every single library and check out passes to Arizona Theater Company or UA Presents.
Ooh.
Or Tucson Museum of Art or all sorts of stuff. And maybe I'll get corrected later in the show because there's a librarian here who's jumping up and down, actually a member of the Pima County Library. But you can now go to a library and check out passes for free to go enjoy some of the great culture in Tucson and Pima County.
Wow. Like a crash course in culture.
Absolutely. And actually, speaking of that, Snapshots is now playing at the Arizona Theater Company. If you like Wicked, if you like Godspell, the guy who wrote those two things, Stephen Schwartz, put together this little thing called Snapshots. And it's actually a compilation. I think it's like a best of Stephen Schwartz kind of deal.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't know the whole gig because we haven't talked to ATC folks yet. So I'm just going to make this up. But it sounds like it's a bunch of Stephen Schwartz vignettes.
Aww.
So fun things all going on in Southern Arizona, the old Pueblo. And we're going to be talking after the break about another fun thing going on. And, and since we're making stories up.
Yes.
we will be talking about making stories and maybe not necessarily making them up,
aww,
but we'll be talking about stories. So, folks, stick around. There's more coming up on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This bit of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I am not here with my little brother Jeffrey, but I'm here with Jamie Verwise.
I'm here.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jamie.
It is a wonderful place. I mean, it's beautiful right now. What kind of weather is this?
Yeah,
it's always beautiful, not just right now.
It is gorgeous. I was sitting on the patio at a friend's house eating some poutine. which is one of the wonderful things of Canada. I mean, Canada's a great place. Aside being America's hat, it has some really cool stuff. And poutine is one of them. And you can get some poutine on 4th Avenue. But we were smoking cigars, drinking poutine, or eating poutine.
Oh, you were drinking it.
No.
That's like a gravy, right?
Eating poutine and having a little shot of tequila. So, you know, multicultural. You get north of America, south of America, and
everything
then somewhere
in
Latin America, you know, the cigars came from there. But we were having a good time. But we were telling stories. And one of the cool things going on in Tucson right now is a project called StoryCorps. And I know nothing about it except for its name.
Right.
But someone is here who can talk all about it.
Oh, even better.
Her name is Emily Jansen. She's the site manager for StoryCorps Mobile Tour. Welcome.
Hi, Fred. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell us, first of all, about yourself.
Oh, what do you want to know, Fred?
Like, where are you from?
Everything.
Childhood traumas, the things that you tell your psychologist.
Your deepest, darkest secrets, please.
Well, the quick and dirty, I was born and raised in upstate New York, kind of near Albany, a little rural area. Spent a lot of my adult life in Minnesota. So as I was saying earlier, I'm definitely a northern girl. This is a lot of sun for me, especially this time of year. And now I am the site manager for StoryCorps Mobile Tour, which is, we have a traveling mobile recording booth inside of an Airstream trailer, and we travel around the country to 10 cities a year.
Great. So let's start really, really basic. What is StoryCorps?
Well, we're an independent nonprofit, and we just seek to provide everyday people, like all of us sitting here, the opportunity to record and preserve the stories of our lives in our own words. So people come into that recording space together with someone that you know, and you have 40 minutes and you talk about whatever you want to talk about for your own personal history, your family history. You have a conversation with someone that you love, and then we give you a copy of that recording for your own family. And then most people also allow us to archive a copy in our archive at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Wow. So as we're doing this and we're all collecting our personal histories, we're creating this great treasury for our nation, these thousands and thousands and thousands of stories coming together. That's us talking about our history in our own words.
So there's no limit or there's no requirement about what the story needs to contain, or there's no theme, or it's just whatever somebody wants to talk about.
That's correct. I mean, because it's all this collection of all of us. We have suggested questions in case you get stuck that sort of can get you going. A lot of people bring maybe your mom or your grandpa or your uncle. And so you're asking a lot of questions that have to do with your family history. You might say, oh, I want to hear more about when you were growing up, anything like that. So there's lots of questions like that. But really, you can use that space to just say, I'm curious about you. I want to know more about this. And you can ask whatever questions you want.
So what are the kind of questions do you have on your list? Because I'm going to start asking you these questions.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm a listener, not an answerer.
You are a voyeur.
Yes. But we do. We have these big questions. Sometimes we call them the great questions, like things that we don't think of all the time to sit down and ask each other and reflect on. So, like, what are you most proud of? Who have been the kindest people to you in your life? When have you felt most alone? Don't ask me that question.
I would think being in Minnesota in the middle of snow would make me feel alone.
Yeah, I think people do feel pretty alone there sometimes.
So these things get vetted out. Are there any fact checking going on? Well, because these are being archived forever in the Library of Congress. Or, you know, however we want to define forever, because,
yeah,
you know,
we're hoping the Library of Congress.
The apocalypse will come at some point.
It's around for a long time.
So I tell stories about my family, and most of it I put in the category of being apocryphal. Mm-hmm. So how do, you know, 100 years from now, if I go want to hear about people living in Tucson, Arizona, how do I know it's just not somebody just creating, you know, malarkey, which would, you know, that would be right up my alley. I'd go, hey, let's do StoryCorps and make some stuff up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you don't know. When we put something into the archive, it goes in as is. This conversation that you just had with
no edits
with a loved one. No. But we also at StoryCorps, we really seek to find ways to bring to life what happens inside that recording space so that we can listen and learn from each other better. So we partner with National Public Radio and local public radio stations as we travel around the country. So here, Arizona Public Media. And they'll take just this tiny selection of what we're recording every day and take these 40-minute conversations and turn some of them into 2 or 3 minutes. You can kind of get a feel of what that is. When that's happening, there is a little bit more fact-checking, or sort of we want to be ethical about putting that out into the world and not put false information out there. But but those are there for people to listen to. Again, it's just a tiny selection, but you can hear those on Arizona Public Media. They're going to start playing them. They started this past Friday, and they'll be weekly playing some excerpts of some things that we've been recording throughout our time here in Tucson.
So that's on NPR on a weekly basis?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know when they're being broadcast? Or just
well,
randomly?
Well, so we, StoryCorps broadcast on National Public Radio on Morning Edition on Friday mornings. We put out an excerpt every Friday morning. And then Arizona Public Media is playing them on Arizona Spotlight and on Fridays. I was like, they'll have to forgive me for not knowing what time Arizona Spotlight comes on. But you can listen there for those.
So you've been in Tucson how long?
A couple weeks.
And you don't know these things
November
yet?
November 19th.
You don't know these things yet?
I know.
You don't know the radio schedules?
I know. I'm not an encyclopedia of knowledge.
Well, the good thing about you is during the break you had talked about how you've already visited Fourth Avenue.
That is correct. So, I have been shopping locally here in Tucson.
So you already have gold stars in my book.
Yeah, thank you.
So, go ahead.
So what do people take from the experience? Like, how do they come in and they're kind of nervous to tell their story? Does that make them loosen up after they actually tell the story? Are they open to it?
Yeah, sometimes people are nervous when they come in, but they are. So you think about it, we're in this Airstream trailer, and in the back of that Airstream trailer, we've turned that into a recording space. And it kind of feels like, I mean, it feels like going into an Airstream trailer or maybe a diner.
Right.
You have this table and these soft, cushiony seats, and you sit across that table from the person you're with. And then one of us, we call ourselves facilitators, we're there with you while you're going through this process. We're taking care of all the logistics. We're walking you through the whole thing, even though we're not interviewing you per se. And I think people do find once you've kind of loosened up, you know, we're not live on the radio when you're doing that. It's not a performance. It's just like you're having coffee with your grandma and have a conversation. And the beauty of it is that we sound just like we sound in real life, which means we, you know, we say like and and we interrupt each other and all of that happens. But I'm curious because Kenya is here, and she has done this before.
Well,
she can probably answer better.
Yeah, we're going to have Kenya come on a little bit. We're going to make you uncomfortable for a little bit.
Yeah,
no,
few more
we're
minutes.
Not done yet.
So, okay, I want to do this. So you've been doing you have personally been doing StoryCorps for how long?
Well, I've been on the road. I'm coming to the end of a year and a half, traveling with the recording booth. And this is my second time around with StoryCorps. About 10 years ago, I worked from our office in Brooklyn for a few years.
So how many stories do you get in a day?
We record 5 days a week and seven appointment times each of those days. So while we're here in Tucson, we'll probably record about 150 stories.
Wow. And when do they become available for just general listening?
Well, that's a good question. So we have anyone who gives us permission, we add those to the our archive at the Library of Congress. So you can visit Washington, D.C., and that takes, we usually say, in about 6 months from now, you'd be able to go and talk to an archivist there and find your interview. And otherwise, for now, That whole collection doesn't become available online. You'll just hear excerpts if Arizona Public Media plays some, if StoryCorps plays some.
So when will they become available online? I want to hear stories.
I do. Oh,
well, let me tell you. So you won't be hearing everything, but if you go to StoryCorps.org, Story, C-O-R-P-S, kind of like the Peace Corps or the Army Corps.org, you can listen to lots and lots of excerpts from the past.
So when did this actually start? Because there must be at least a half dozen stories in the archives.
Yeah, at least a half dozen. We have been around since 2003. We started in New York then, and then in 2005, we started traveling around the country with this Airstream trailer. So the archives we've talked about, we are at about 65,000 stories there. And online, where you can listen to these excerpts, I don't know how many are there. Less than 65,000, but you can definitely spend spend a good amount of time just digging in and listening on our website.
Okay, so have you been there the whole time? When did you personally start working with StoryCorps?
Well, the first time I worked at StoryCorps was in the first year that we were traveling around the country in 2005. So okay. It was kind of the wild, wild west of our figuring out how to do this thing. And then now I went on and did some other things and came back a year and a half ago. So now I've been traveling with our Airstream for a year and a half around the country.
So sort of like a bohemian lifestyle and just cruising, living off the land.
It's pretty nomadic, yes.
So, okay, we have a minute left. Tell me, in the course of your listening to all of these interviews, what one just strikes you as being just the most impressive one that you ever heard?
Oh, that's a hard question. That's all of us. Everyone always wants to ask us that. And there's too...
We lack originality here.
I know. There's too many good stories. There's just every single person. Sometimes I'm struck by the mundane things that just... that two people, you can see how much they love each other, mm-hmm. and that will do it. And sometimes you're watching history happen. Someone's talking about history in the moment, and you're seeing that. And so that feels like a privilege.
Perfect. We're going to be back talking more about StoryCorps. And this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm not here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
He's here with me, Jamie, his intern.
Jamie is my intern at 4th Avenue. So, Jamie Verwise.
Yes.
We are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. We invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. So, Jamie.
Yes.
I was waiting for that. You can't, this is radio. You just can't nod your head. You have to, like, speak.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
So since Jeffrey's not here, he always gets upset when I promote things going on at 4th Avenue because we don't pay for being a sponsor.
I see.
So the street fair is coming up December 11th, 12th, 13th.
Sure,
we got all sorts of things going on down on 4th Avenue. Come visit our merchants. We have bookstores, clothing stores, restaurants.
Cafes.
Nighttime entertainment.
Good places to dance, bands playing under the bridge, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, and actually there's entertainment at Haggerty Plaza as well.
Oh, yeah.
So with all of this entertainment going on in 4th Avenue, there's a little bit of entertainment going on over near the Reed Park Zoo, and that is an Airstream trailer probably built in the 50s, rehabbed by some hippie kids who went on the road in the early 2000s to collect stories. And that is StoryCorps. And with us is Emily Jansen, who is the site manager for the StoryCorps mobile tour. And I'm probably just insulting her left and right, but it's all right. It's radio.
You're just spinning stories.
Yeah. I'm just spinning stories.
It's all about stories.
I'm trying to. I want you guys to go, this is such a great show. We're going to archive it at StoryCorps. That's what I'm working at. That's my angle. So anyways, Emily, you were talking about StoryCorps, how it got started. What it is essentially is two people walking into an enclosed space with a microphone and just telling stories for 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's a conversation with a loved one, basically. Yeah.
So this this tour in Tucson, you had mentioned that sort of there's some suggested themes or topics. Is there something that you really hope to get out of the Tucson trip, the Tucson visit?
No, the beautiful thing is that when we come and people record, you know, we'll collect about 150 pairs of people will have a chance to come in and record their stories. And just by the fact that we've really reached out into the community to invite people to make appointments and really trying to reach, to really represent who lives here in Arizona in the Tucson area, just that collection of everyone talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about and talking about your life and your family, that together sort of just gives this beautiful portrait of what Tucson is and who is here and who you are as a community. So there's not anything specific that we're looking for. It just comes up out of everywhere. We've all lived pretty interesting lives. So
we've been you've been here for a couple of weeks now,
mm-hmm.
And any portrait of Tucson sort of being, you know, generated in your brain.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, what'd you think of us so far?
I have to tell you, the team that I'm with, there's three of us on the road at a time. And we're a little bit enchanted. I feel like we may never want to leave. So you're going to have to, we're going to stow away here in someone's house and never leave. We're enchanted by the desert. The people have been incredibly welcoming. And I think we're seeing so much more than, we're getting this great variety of who lives in Tucson. So we're getting 10-year-olds and 95-year-olds. We're getting folks who have, whose families have been here for generations, and then people who just came here to retire, or folks who moved here as refugees or asylees. So we're hearing from that broad range of who lives in this area, and I think I'm just grateful for that we're getting a little piece of all of those layers of who you are in Tucson.
That's great. So one of the people interview today is not here today with us, but her mother is. So Kenya Johnson is the communication manager over at Pima County Public Library. And before we get going, Kenya, do you want to make any corrections to my community calendar culture pass thing?
Oh, as I was waving my hands, I just wanted to let everyone know that the culture passes are available at 8 of our libraries, not all 27 of them, but they're spread out throughout the community, and you can find out where those locations are at www, if I can plug the library.
Yes, absolutely.
www.library.pima.gov.
Yeah, we're all about plugging everything here.
Thank you. I will plug away then.
So Kenya, actually, you went through this process with StoryCorps.
I did.
Yourself.
In 2009, when they first did the mobile tour here in Tucson, it was an amazing experience.
And who did you do it with? And what?
My husband at the time, Daniel, interviewed me and asked me questions about my mother, who had passed away in 2003, and it was more or less an opportunity for me to pay tribute to her. As it happens, I found out more about her, not to be all morose, but I found out more about my mom at her funeral than I did in all the years that she had been my mom. All of these wonderful stories came out about her, and we talked to her coworkers and people who grew up with her and cousins, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to talk about my memories of her and to have that documented for our daughter, who is 10 now and was, 6'5" at the time. I wanted to have something for her to remember about the grandmother she didn't get to meet.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you have any stories about your daughter and her experience?
I do. It was amazing. So my daughter was interviewed by her dad.
What's her name?
Zoe Benavides, my daughter, my lovely daughter. And she's 10 now. And so she and her dad visited the StoryCorps mobile booth, and she told me she was nervous. I wasn't there at all. I only got to listen to the 40-minute CD, which I did, later on that day. So, I asked her, how'd it go? When she popped out of the Airstream, she said, oh, it was fine. I was nervous at first, but it was good. And then they handed me the CD. And so I listened to it later on that night, and I was blown away. The words that came out of her mouth were amazing. I mean, the good words, it was all good. But, her dad asked her about what it was like growing up biracial in Tucson. Her dad is Hispanic, I'm Black. And so she talked about that experience, as a 10-year-old growing up here in Tucson, it's a little bit different. And she's traveled a lot with both her father and myself. And so she's seen a lot of different communities, New York, and she's been to Canada, and she's been to LA and Hawaii. And so lots of different places where she isn't the minority. And so they talked about that. They talked about gender equality. These are things that
the 10-year-old is talking gender.
My 10-year-old is talking about gender equality and how she felt when, people who love and are in relationships with people of the same sex are allowed to get married. And she was talking to her dad about how she thought that everyone was always allowed to get married. That was her world. And so he explained to her, no, that really isn't the situation. And, she was just like, well, why isn't it? She's one to question. And so to hear her talk about this and, it's ours forever is wonderful. And that opportunity, I just wanted her to have that opportunity to do that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So during the break, you were talking about some of the other stories that you participated
right,
in or helped set up. Yeah. Can you tell us a little about a little of those?
Sure. I mean,
a lot of things. And we're going to take a break in a minute.
Okay.
But I just want to hear some stories because, it's a great project. StoryCorps is just a wonderful concept. The idea of bringing two people together, two people in whatever type of relationship, whether it be, partners, family, whatever, and just talking for 40 minutes.
Right.
It's a great concept, but getting to sort of put the face on some of these stories is what I want to focus on the last part of the show.
Okay.
So maybe just one story and then we'll take a break and talk about some more.
Sure. Well, the library's role in this particular partnership was being able to contact a number of community members to let them know that this opportunity was coming up. I think with StoryCorps, they want to focus on representing the underrepresented people in the various communities that you visit. So we're talking about, military families, LGBT members in our community, people in the Latino community. We're 37% Latino here in Tucson, people who are living in poverty, people who may not just have access to a number of resources. So the library's role specifically was to promote this opportunity, and so we sent it out to a number of our library committees. Welcome to America Committee works with refugees and immigrants in our community. We sent it out to our LGBT Services Committee, which is a group that works on providing LGBT services and resources to our community. We sent it out to our branch managers. We have 27 branch libraries, and we're covering over 9,000 square miles in the community. So the stories that I hope you're getting are representative of all those communities, and just an opportunity to tell their story in their way, in their words, not having it filtered, not having it edited. So I hope that they're showing up. They're showing up.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. And again, my particular experience, I just remember it as just you had the box of tissues right there on the table. And it's like, yeah, okay, I won't need those. And of course, 30 minutes later, it's like tissue city. But it's just very, dare I say, therapeutic. But to have somebody just ask you questions and have give you the time to tell a story, you know, it doesn't have to be something that you think hard about, but talking about a parent, talking about a child, talking about a particular experience, and just having someone just keep asking you questions about it is wonderful. And then to have the experience of Arizona Public Media then edit that down to a 3-minute story that this community got to hear. And people were calling me up afterwards crying and saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to call my mother now. And, you know, my daughter was in the back seat when we heard it in the car. And, you know, I was sitting up front and tearing up and everything. And she said, Mom, it's okay. It's a great story. You did good. You know? And she was, you know, she was 5 or 6 at that time. So
very cool.
It's like a gift to give to her.
So we're going
to
take a quick little break. When we come back, we might have a little surprise for somebody. It's not going to be for me because I know what it is. But you folks are listening to The Friend Jeff Show featuring Jamie Verwise.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with... No, I'm not here with my little brother, Jeffrey. Gosh.
You're here with Jamie Verwise, your awesome intern.
So Jamie is here with me, and we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we have been talking with Emily Jansen, who is a site manager of StoryCorps and their mobile tour that's going on right now at Reed Park Zoo in Tucson. And Kenya Johnson, who's a communication manager over at Pima County Public Library, joined us in the last segment. And we were talking about StoryCorps, what it is. Just really quickly for people who are tuning in, give us the synopsis of StoryCorps.
Yep. We just travel around the country and provide people the opportunity to record conversations with their loved ones about their lives, give them a copy for their own personal history, and then archive that as well in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.
That's perfect. So before the break, Kenya was talking about her experience when she actually did an interview with her former husband, talking about her mother, who had passed recently at that time.
At that time, right.
In 2003. Mm-hmm. And just this last week, Kenya's 10-year-old daughter went in the booth with her dad, and they had a conversation. But here's the little surprise I want to spend doing my own StoryCorps moment. Kenya, what story would you like your daughter to hear about you that we can archive here on the Friend Jeff Show?
What would it be about?
What would it be about?
Oh my gosh, I want the way that I want my daughter to remember me is to remember how much I enjoyed life, especially when I was dancing. I love dancing. I love performing. And I want her to be able to create or discover a talent that she wants to show off to the world. You know, live large. And to realize that moms and dads have a lot of different layers to them, that we're not just parents, that we're creative, that we're innovative, we have to be, and we have the whole spectrum of emotions. It's not just, you know, happy dad and sad mom, or happy mom and sad dad, that we're everything in between. And that's something that I didn't really get from my mother. You know, she had pretty much 2 gears, and that was just the way she was, which was fine, and she was a wonderful mother. But what I wanted to leave Zoe with, and I think what her dad wants to have her remember of him too, was, you know, we were out there, we were living our dreams, and hopefully she was in the front row to see a lot of those come true.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Good question.
So we Well, StoryCorps is here until December 19th.
Yep, that's
so
correct.
You're here for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting these stories. My understanding is that all the slots have been taken.
Yes.
But what do you do when somebody doesn't show up? Is there like a waiting list you can call somebody?
We do have a wait list, actually. So you can go on our website as if you were trying to make an appointment, and it will say, oh, there's no appointments available in Tucson. But you can sign up for our wait list. And then when we have a cancellation, which definitely happens, we call off of our wait list and invite people to come in. So I encourage people to get on that wait list.
So how do they do that?
You go to www.storycorps.org, that's C-O-R-P-S, and then you'll see where you can click to say that you want to record and follow the prompts to do that.
So what if I don't get to do that? Is there any way for me to tell a story and have StoryCorps archive it for me?
There is. We are actually, this is an exciting time for you to ask. This past year, our founder, Dave Isay, received the TED Prize, which is a monetary help to sort of fulfill a wish. And so we developed an app that you can download on your smartphone. It's free. And that app gives you the chance at home to record a StoryCorps interview with someone that you love. It's free. It's really easy to follow along, kind of walks you through as if you came to the booth. But instead, you'll just do it at home. And since we're sort of in the midst of Thanksgiving weekend right now, we launched what we call the Great Thanksgiving Listen, which is kind of really encouraging everyone throughout the country. We've partnered a lot with social studies teachers to sort of make that an assignment for their class. But we want to sort of give that an assignment to everyone in America.
Nice.
That this weekend and through the holidays, when you're with people that you love, to take a little bit of time and use the app and sit down and amidst the chaos a little bit of the holidays, so many things happening, find a quiet space and ask your grandma about what life was like growing up or whatever you want to know. And then you can upload that on our website, and that becomes a part of this great collection. We're just trying to hear a whole generation of voices this weekend and throughout the holidays.
That's perfect. So anybody can, and those will be archived?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Yeah.
That's cool.
And you can also go there. This is another place to listen to even more stories.
So I have an opportunity now to actually create a story and mm-hmm. get it archived.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be true. I'm telling you that up front.
But at least he's being
be a good
front
story.
About it.
Like, I will tell you a tale.
A little tale about a man named Fred. So, last couple things. What do you really hope the mission of StoryCorps? What is the hope to like 50 years from now? What do you see being the end product? Although I imagine that this is just going to go on as long as you can keep on going.
Yes, we would like to go on and on and on and keep recording and preserving these stories for our own history. But really, I think all of us at StoryCorps, what we care about is the power of listening, you know, and hoping that by people sitting down with people that they know and love and taking the time to ask questions, to listen to someone, to be listened to take the opportunity to listen to other people's stories that may on the surface seem very different from you, that that power of listening and learning really will make us a better society, will make us more compassionate, and really be able to listen and learn from each other and pause and do that. So we do that as each person. We hope that you sit down and take that time to put your cell phone aside and do that in your daily life, and that we're building this archive that will allow us to reflect on those stories as well, and that we can just keep listening and learning from each other.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. You have been doing StoryCorps, you know, off and on 10 years.
Yeah.
So what has been your proudest accomplishment working with StoryCorps?
Wow, you're story-coring me right now. I'm proud of everything that we do when we reach out and are able to build these collaborations, like with the Pima County Library and other organizations. But I'll tell you a personal story. Before I officially worked at StoryCorps, this is years ago, back in the early 2000s when the mobile tour first began, I was living in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And first, I worked with homeless youth in an organization, and we were one of those organizations that StoryCorps worked with in order to reach out to the community. And we invited a number of the young people that we worked with to participate in StoryCorps, and they all loved it. We gave them their CDs, and we got back to the transitional housing program, and they all wanted to listen to them right away. And then the first week that I started at StoryCorps, I started working there. The broadcast that week was from one of those interviews. This young woman named Tyandra Newton, with a friend of mine who was her advocate. And it just, for me, it was really moving, but also several years later, she committed suicide.
Mm.
And so that was, and all of us who had known her turned back to that clip and to that CD and played that for each other as a memorial for her. And so that's just a moment that was really sort of everything about what we do personally for me and for that community that I worked in was really important.
That's great. Well, thank you for what you're doing. Kenya, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Jamie,
yes.
I might give you a ride home. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see what happens. It wouldn't be the first time he's left me somewhere.
Yeah, but this is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we appreciate you guys listening. Tune in next week, and till then, have a great week, Tucson. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.